Welcome to the Marketing Study Lab podcast with me, Peter Sumpton, the Lego master of marketing and marketing consultant, providing you with the building blocks you need to be a successful marketer. This intro lasts about 1 minute, so feel free to skip forward if you've heard all this before. I seriously won't be offended. If you're new to the show, we chat to amazing people to give you practical advice you can implement right now that will make you and your marketing truly awesome. The conversations we have will lead you to the actionable marketing knowledge you've been craving, and now you've found it, so you can relax and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks to all those that have left a 5-star Apple Podcast review. It's the best way to support what I'm trying to do here. If you have a burning marketing question, you can catch me on LinkedIn. I know I'm supposed to say the links are in the show notes, but let's face it, you've got better things to do than try and find those pesky show notes right now. Enough of the show intro. Let's get on with introducing our guest. This is part 3 of 6. Over the next 6 weeks, we'll have a slightly different feel on the podcast. It's just going to be me, myself, and I, as I chat through 6 of the most important and influential theories within marketing. This 6-part series is actually the second season in reviewing, explaining, and demonstrating how to use these powerful marketing tools, but it's the first time I've shared it on this podcast. Why am I doing this? I've partnered up with Professional Academy, and there'll be an intro to the wonderful work they're doing later. And we've done this to bring all those aspiring marketers 6 explainer live episodes, which you can catch on a Thursday at 12:30 p.m. The links are obviously always in the show notes. This has been put together to make you an all-round better marketer, from auditing right through to controls and measurements. And this week, we take a look at my favorite, toes analysis. This is the 3rd out of 6, so we're halfway there. I'm sure there's a song about that, but let's not go down that route. This is the 2nd series in Theories Explained through Professional Academy. The first one was more tactical. This one, we're looking at more strategic elements, and we want to go into detail about the strategic elements of marketing that you need to know to be a good all-round marketer. We'll look at the models and theories that will make you a better marketer, but also how to apply them. So first, a bit of an intro to Professional Academy and myself. Professional Academy are a strategic partner of the CIM and a globally recognized partner for marketing training and qualifications and also apprenticeships. I'm proud to be associated with them. Little intro to me. As you can see on the screen, my name is Peter Sumpton. I'm the Lego master of marketing. I like to turn those marketing bricks and blocks into something fun, understandable, unique, that works for your business. We build something beautiful together. You can break it down, build it up as many times as you want. I've been tutoring for around about 10 years now, the majority, if not all of that time, with Professional Academy. And I'm currently assisting them with the apprenticeship scheme, which is amazing, and the CIM qualifications. So if either of them sound of interest, please, please, please get in touch with either myself or anyone at Professional Academy who will be happy to point you in the right direction. Alongside that, I do a lot of consultancy work, and that is where my Lego Master of Marketing kind of comes into it. I help companies through a brick methodology, help them build their marketing planning, and then also help them implement it. Hugely, hugely important. Talk the talk, you need to walk the walk. So an intro to this series before we get going. What we're doing, it's 6-part, and we're starting straight from analysis and audit, right through to control and measurement and everything in between. It's kind of like a sauce stack, if you like, and we'll touch upon various elements. And what this series helps you to do is see what you need to know and understand and how to apply it to become a good all-round marketer. I talk a lot about good all-round marketer and bad all-round marketer. And these theories and methods will fundamentally, undeniably make you a better all-round marketer. So what are we going to be looking at today? Well, we're going to be looking at the toes analysis. What is it and why is it important? And I'm pretty sure quite a lot of you watching will have questions around this. And hopefully you do, because it's fundamentally important. It amazes me how many people, how many marketers don't have this in their arsenal or don't necessarily know and understand it. So any questions or comments, please dive in on LinkedIn, dive in on YouTube, dive in on Facebook or Microsoft Teams. There's a Q&A section on Microsoft Teams. Leave your questions and I will answer them all at the end. Apologies if you're watching on any other platform apart from Teams, if I don't get round to those questions. That's simply because of a few technical issues that sometimes the questions don't come through. If I miss any, I will dive back onto those platforms and answer them after this. But I will answer the questions or any comments live at the end. It's great to see some people, even all the way from Sri Lanka. Thank you so, so much for joining me, Shamara. Welcome. So we are truly global this time. But let's get into the thick of it. Let's start talking about the TOES analysis and why this is important. So first and foremost, like its predecessor, hopefully you've noticed this, but like its predecessor, the SWOT, it uses elements of the SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, way, way back when I first saw this and I saw its TOES, as many of you might do, or if you're more educated than I am, you wouldn't have, but you might have thought this is just a backwards SWOT. And yes, the lettering is backwards SWOT, but it is far more important than just doing something backwards. And I don't think, like I said at the start, many marketers pay enough lip service to this. We need to shout this from the rooftops, because it solves a lot of issues and bridges a lot of gaps, which I'll come on to later on. So let's take it back to the SWOT. And what's the SWOT? Well, the SWOT is utilized in a way to summarize where you are now from your strategic audit. What has your strategic audit found from internal strengths and weaknesses and external opportunities and threats? Well, that's great. And as we'll see in a minute, an example of that might be a weakness could be we have a poor CRM system, for example. Well, that's fantastic, but what do you do with this? Update the CRM system? Yeah, I could do, which is fantastic, but that isn't really a strategic direction. That just improves your CRM system, which is brilliant, but how do you utilize this strategically? Well, what TOES does is look at all these individual parts and matches them. That's like, what? How does that happen? Well, what we do, we look at external factors against internal capabilities or incapabilities, if you like. And doing this, we identify strategic options. Now, that sounds like a bit of a mouthful. So let's take a look at what the heck I am on about. Fantastic. Right. So this is a SWOT and TOES analysis. And what we'll do later on, we'll just look at the TOES element, which is the four gray boxes. But for now, let's take a look at the SWOT and TOES analysis. So around the side, you've got strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, as you might know a standard SWOT and TOES or standard SWOT. The numbers and letters will become massively important later on. But if you were to fill this in from the SWOT perspective, you'd fill in your strengths, you'd fill in your weaknesses, you'd fill in your opportunities and threats. Each one would have a number and a letter attributed to it. For example, strengths, S1234, weaknesses, W1234. You can see it on the screen. I'm not going to go through them all. Let's leave SWOT there. We'll look at an example in a minute, but let's focus on TOES and what TOES does. So as you can see, there's four gray empty boxes. So let's fill these in. And this is your TOES element, remember, these four gray boxes. So what do these four gray boxes mean? Well, the first one is strengths and opportunities. So what TOES says is that we can use strengths to maximize our opportunities. Taking that step forward and keeping it internal, what about our weaknesses? And how do we do that? Well, we look to reduce our weaknesses to develop an opportunity. And again, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about each one of these in a minute. Now let's step back to strengths and look at our threats externally. Well, we can use our strengths to reduce those threats externally, those uncontrollable factors. And finally, the double negative. Okay, so we've got a weakness and we've got a threat. We can't show a strategic direction. We can't generate strategic direction through this. Well, you can, because you avoid the threats externally by reducing the weaknesses internally. And that is how a TOES analysis works. What I want to do now is take you through all this. How is it actually used? What do all these components mean? So let's take a look at a working example. Right. So as you can see on the screen, you can't see it on the screen. Some of you can, some of you can't. Let's take a step back. What we're going to do now is we'll take a look at a working example. What we'll do is we'll start with a SWOT. We'll look to develop a TOES. And then we'll look at the factors that we've discovered in the SWOT and see how we can develop potential. And by potential, I mean there'll be quite a few strategic directions we can focus on, but the potential strategic directions, of which then we can pick and choose which ones are the most appropriate for where we are now. In order to guide you through this section, I'm going to have to use a lot of presentation. So you won't see me live, but you'll see the actual model and how it works and how you would work through this model. So hopefully that's understandable and we can all get on board with that. So let's take a look. What do we mean when we do a SWOT and TOES analysis, and how does that work? Well, let's fill in this SWOT analysis first. And this is a purely hypothetical scenario. So I've given this company, Company A, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't really matter, strengths, weaknesses, and then I've looked at the market and thought opportunities and threats, purely hypothetical. But for example, we're saying this company's got good distribution network and they react quickly to change, which is a strength. But a weakness is they've got poorly implemented CRM and they get low margin products. So they're not making much money on their products. But there's opportunities and threats within the marketplace here. We know there's an opportunity to increase market share, and we know there's an untapped high-end market alongside a few other opportunities. In terms of threats, we know our brand awareness is limited. We also know things like other companies are acquiring smaller companies and becoming larger, which is a threat to our market share. And we need to do something about that, or potentially do something about that. So that's a standard SWOT, and anyone can put that together with good, robust research, which we covered in the marketing audit in episode one of the series. But what do we do with all this? How can we use these elements, key core elements through research, to develop strategic direction? Well, this is where the TOES comes in handy. And this is where we should be implementing our TOES model. So if we break it down, what we've got here at the top, you've got two of the TOES elements, the S, the O, and the S and T. Use strengths to maximize opportunities and use strengths to minimize threats. Those were two TOES elements in terms of our strengths and external environment. So let's have a look at what we've got and where we could match these elements together. So if we look at our strengths, we've got a good distribution network, or we're saying we've got a good distribution network. If we take that and look at our opportunities, where can we use that strength? Well, we could use it potentially to increase our market share. Let's take another example. S3, for example, excellent at co-creating with customers. And we know there's an untapped high-end market. So there could be something there, some synergy that provides us with a strategic direction, a focus for the business. What about our strengths and external threats? Where's the combination there? Well, again, there's no harm in using the same strength, to develop a different strategy. We know that we're excellent at co-creating with customers, but we understand that there's a skills gap within our marketplace, which is a huge threat to what we do. So there could be something there with our customers helping us reduce that, and we'll see that a little bit later on. So for its entirety, let's look now at our weaknesses and have a look at where there could be some synergies in our external opportunities and threats. So as you can see at the top there, we've got our additional two TOES elements, weakness opportunities and weakness threats. And then below, we've got the SWOT elements that we discovered earlier. So what might we do here with one of our weaknesses and view that in terms of an opportunity and create a strategic direction? Well, one element we might do is look at the fact that it's difficult to upsell or cross-sell our products, and there's an opportunity to increase market share. So maybe there's something there where we can block that weakness or reduce that weakness and then capitalize on the opportunity. Now, are there any others? And this takes a bit of thinking, sit down, talk it through with people in your organization. But there are a few other strategic directions on there. So let's have a look at another one. So what we're saying here is that we've got a poorly implemented CRM system. And within our marketplace, we know there's opportunities to automate and have a digital first approach. Now onto the double negative, the weakness and the threats. This is my favorite because it's always the one that is difficult to understand or quantify, but can have the best strategic outcomes. So again, there's no harm sticking with the same weakness. So for this, what we're saying is that we've got a poorly implemented CRM and our brand awareness is limited. So it sounds like a double negative. It is a double negative, but what we want to do is create that into some kind of strategic direction that reduces this weakness and avoids the threat or enhances that threat in our favor. So that's the first part of the TOES. You're looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities and threats, and the combinations. Where are the synergies between the internal and the external? Now, this is where it becomes important. This is your strategic direction. This is where we start to look forward, because from this point up to this point, all we've been doing is looking at the now or the previous. So how do we take this forward? Well, what we do, we look at each element individually. So we've pulled through six potential synergies, and now let's make some strategic directions from them. So let's take the first one, good distribution network and increased market share. Well, what we could say here is that we could look to utilize our distribution, our existing distribution channels, which is a strength, to increase the availability of our products. So for example, we could introduce next day delivery or even same day delivery. So we've used our distribution network, we've factored in an opportunity, and we've created a strategic direction for the company to focus on. Another one, excellent at co-creating with customers, and there's an untapped high-end market available. So what could the strategic direction that we focus on here be? Well, if we take a look, we could focus on developing high-end products using customers' knowledge and information. So we're utilizing our customers, which is an opportunity because we're utilizing our customers because that has been a fundamental strength of ours. And we know there's an untapped market. So what better way than to get our customers to help us invest in that market, develop new products for that market? Good strategic direction. So let's look at a strength and a threat. So we uncovered that we're excellent at co-creating with existing customers. Again, no harm in developing a strategic direction, utilizing the same strength. But we know the skills gap. There's a skills gap within our marketplace, and that's a huge threat to our business. So lo and behold, what would we do for a strategic direction there? How can we plug that hole? Well, we integrate co-creation deeper into our organization, and that bridges the skills gap for us. So what we've done there, we're speaking to our customers, we're inviting them into our organization, be part of it. We're nothing without you. Give us your knowledge, give us your skills, give us that advocacy. We understand our customers better. They're happier because they're involved in us creating solutions to solve their problems. Okay, so let's move on to weaknesses now, and weaknesses and opportunities. So we understood that there was no upsell or cross-sell potential. And we also understand that there's an opportunity to increase our market share. So what could a potential strategic direction be there? Because we've got a weakness here of loads of products, but none of them really combine, or we're not telling anyone. Well, that they could potentially combine. Well, we can focus on compatible products or services that complement our existing range. So what have we done there? We've looked at introducing cross-sell and upsell opportunities, which will help us increase our market share. Invariably, it will, because we've already got our market. We've already got customers that know, like, and trust us. So if we're showing them how other products that we sell will help them, hopefully that engagement will turn into sales. Good strategic direction. So final two, let's look at our weakness and opportunity that was unmotivated or underperforming staff and a scope for new innovative products. So what could a strategic direction be there? So if we can motivate our staff by improving our internal systems, making it easier for them to do their role, it will improve in performance, it will enhance their abilities, they will be more engaged, and it will create efficiencies and improve our service. And in turn, that will help us innovate going forward with our service. So there we go. We've got a strategic direction that's internal, focusing on the internal to improve the external. And finally, the double negative. Left it to last because it's my favorite, the double negative. So what have we discovered? Well, one of our weaknesses is that we've got a poorly implemented CRM system. And one of the threats is that our brand awareness is limited. So double negative, quite difficult to see a way out of this. But if we improve the data and information that we've got utilizing our CRM system and focus on reliable data, we should be able to enhance the awareness within our existing marketplace, utilize that information we've got internally on people that know about us or our potential customers. Don't forget GDPR and all that gubbins. But that could be a strategic direction. We're using what we've got. We're enhancing our data, improving a weakness. And then we reduce that threat by increasing our brand awareness. So it's no longer a defensive option. We're actually going on the offensive there by using two potential negatives within our current status. So hopefully by now, there you'll see how we develop the TOES analysis. We've got six strategic directions that are on the board there. But what does that mean? Do we cover all six? Probably not. Dependent on the size of your business, dependent on the size of your marketing department and the skill set you have got internally, what you will do then is you will focus on one, two, I would say a maximum of three strategic directions. If you do any more than that, then it'll start to become diluted and convoluted. And from a tactical point of view, there'll be far too much going on for you to manage it. But the bigger the organization, the more opportunities you have to develop strategic directions, multiple strategic directions. Okay, so hopefully by now you'll know why this is important, but let's just cover that. Let's finish by covering that and then summarize with what we've just discovered today. So the TOES analysis bridges the gap between the situation analysis and our research. Basically, it takes the where we are now and helps us look to the future. And how does it help us look to the future? It helps us to develop forward-thinking strategic directions. Where do we want to go? And tactical elements sit underneath that. If we haven't got strategic direction, we shouldn't really be looking at tactical elements. Strategy underpins everything. Why is this so important from that perspective? Why is TOE so important from that perspective? It's because it should be based on research and sound knowledge. This has multiple benefits, but the main one is that it can be explained to stakeholders internally and externally, and it can help to gain organizational buy-in from board of directors, from managing directors, from CEOs. It's built on research and knowledge. You can explain it and get that buy-in to move forward. So to just summarize before we take any questions, because that I went into depth there, so hopefully you followed that and it was of some use. What you should be using is this TOES analysis along with a SWOT. It isn't really valuable until you've done that SWOT piece. But what the TOES analysis allows you to do from your research or from a basic SWOT is to very quickly create strategic focal points for an organization. So you can do it quite quickly to develop them. But in my opinion, it's worth doing correctly with robust research. You need to do this with detailed research. That's where it all begins. Yes, you can do it quite quickly to get develop a quick strategy. But the good ones, the ones that last, are always built on strong, in-depth research. Following this step-by-step process creates a link between the present, where you are now, what you've done previously, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and threats, and your future, the strategic direction, the tactics that will help you build on that strategy, and the implementation of those tactics that will guide you forward and achieve your objectives. And that's why it's so important, probably the number one model that I would implore all marketers to utilize. So thank you so much for listening to me today. Like I say, a bit of a labor of love, that one, for me. Hopefully it was engaging as I can possibly make it, because I want you to utilize this. If not, just try to utilize it. Learn it, develop it, and build on it, because it really is where your foundational knowledge should start. It should be the center point of everything. So what are we doing next week then? Let's move on to next week, shall we? Okay, so next week we're looking at segmentation, targeting, and positioning, along with a customer persona. So that'll be quite interesting. STP and customer persona. Finally, for me, just to mention that the series can be found on the Professional Academy YouTube channel. So go to that, subscribe, you'll never miss a thing. But it can also be found on the blog post that accompanies this series, where you can sign up for the final three episodes, the next one of which is segmentation, targeting, and positioning, and the customer persona. So finally, from me and everyone at Professional Academy, happy marketing. And now we've done that, we can focus on any questions that anybody might have in the audience or while we've been chatting that through. So let's take a look to see if there are actually any questions. Hopefully there'll be maybe one or two. Let's take a look. Okay, fantastic. So we've got one, but there's no name here. So one question that has been asked is, how many potential strategies do you usually look for? Is there a set number? Great question. The answer to that is no, there isn't a set number, and you shouldn't quantify it in, I need to get X amount of strategies before this is of any use. You could, through the TOES analysis, find out that there's 8, 9, 10 potential strategic directions that your company could go in. Again, dependent on the size of the company, will depend on how many are actually viable. But I would say, if you're going to do this correctly, I would focus on between 1 and 3 strategic directions. Now, that's not to say that's correct for all organizations, but if you do more than 3, you're probably going to be spread a bit too thin, unless there's huge synergies between them all. If you think of the tactics you need to create for 1 strategic direction, and you times that by 3, unless the synergies, it'll drive you crazy. So focus on 1 to 3 and go details with the tactics. Make it robust so you undeniably focus on that strategy that will look to achieve any objectives that might be set. Because bear in mind that we're doing this to achieve a particular goal. Okay, so that was the only question that came in. Hopefully that's been of some use. If there are any questions post this live, please feel free to get in touch with me and I will happily go through anything that didn't make sense, anything we might have missed off, or any questions you might have following this live. So finally, from me again and everyone at Professional Academy, see you next week, next Thursday, 12:30 GMT, and happy marketing. Thank you so much for joining us today on Marketing Study Lab. It really means the world that you're listening to this out there. And hopefully I've provided you some value. If you're looking to know more about what Marketing Study Lab does and is about, go to marketingstudylab.co.uk or get in touch with me personally, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or feel free to email me at peter@marketingstudylab.co.uk. Happy marketing.